hard. It was God awful expensive, but I bought it anyway. When I opened the jar, the fragrance filled the whole room, and I realized I was weeping. So I smoothed the ointment on his hair and his forehead, his hands and his feet. I wanted to keep that smell around me as long as possible, so took off my scarf and I unbound my hair and I used my hair to wipe away what remained. Judas was disgusted. I don't know if it's because I took my hair down or because of the cost, but Jesus closed his eyes and smelled the fragrance and said something about being anointed for death. Just a little moment in time after all his healing and wonders and before everything else that happened. I remember once Jesus was out on a hillside teaching, and he told us how we were blessed by God as the poor, as those who mourn, as those who are hungry, as those who long for peace. His heart went out to all of us, and we knew he spoke with the authority of God. When we were hungry, he could feel our hunger, and he fed our spirits and our stomachs. He always anticipated our needs. He gave us sanity in an insane world. Once we traveled across the sea to the place of Gadarenes, there was a man there who was out of his mind. He was naked and screaming, an obvious lunatic. Peter and the others who were rowing changed direction when they saw him to avoid him. But Jesus told them no to the land or boat right next to him. He eagerly got out of the boat, went to the man and spoke to him. In a few minutes, the man was calm. He sat down in his clothes and listened to everything Jesus had to say. Or another time, there was a woman who had been caught in adultery, and she was brought before Jesus by the authorities. She was a test case. What would he say about a person who had obviously broken the law? I can still picture it. The woman in a heap on the ground, all the men, righteous and angry, standing with stones in their hands, ready to punish, waiting for Jesus to say the word. Jesus just crouched down beside the woman. He stayed like that for a long time, just writing on the sand. When he spoke, he said, "Let he who is without sin throw the first stone." One by one, starting with the oldest, they dropped their rocks and turned away. Jesus was left sitting on the ground with the woman. I can still see her face as she looked up from the ground and saw that none of her accusers remained. She looked in Jesus' face, and I know what she saw there. He told her to go in peace and to sin no more. You know, I'd have followed him everywhere if I could. With him every day was like a new gift to be opened. I remember the day he healed that man who was born blind. He'd never seen another thing before that day, and the first thing he saw was Jesus' face. Later, people questioned him about what had happened. They didn't believe him. But we saw his face in the first moment of sight and will never forget it. And that Sunday as we entered Jerusalem was so exciting. I will never forget the thrill of following him as he entered Jerusalem. I joined the others waving palms, and I think I sang more loudly than the rest. Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna in the highest! And tears streamed down my face to see that multitudes thought of him as highly as we did. It was almost like being lifted from this earth and experiencing the glory of heaven. How could it be that only a few days later, people were crying out to crucify him just as loudly as they sung Hosanna? I can't really find words today to say what Jesus meant to me. I've left everything to follow him. I believe he was the chosen one of God. We followed him right to the end. We saw the death that was laid on him by Pilate, a death that no one should have to endure, least of all a man as pure and guiltless as Jesus. It is a cruel world we live in. We are born into suffering, and Jesus himself tasted all of it. I know that in our grief and our weeping, we have asked ourselves, how shall we go and preach the gospel of the kingdom of the Son of Man? If they did not spare him, how will they spare us? But surely one so full of grace would leave grace enough for us. Instead, let us praise his greatness, for he has prepared us and made us into his people.